I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, I don't want to waste any time getting into this conversation. Thanks to Dan Bomas for the news update on the half hour, but we've got one of your Sky Call scouts, and I mean literally scouts, out there in the field, and Charlie warned us he was headed to King's Peak, and I guess he's there.
He's there. Charlie, how you doing?
I'm doing terrific. Good thing I took some Xiamox with me. I feel really good. No headaches. No.
Oh, good.
No sick stomach. Took my pulse, whatever you called it.
Pulse oximeter.
Yeah. Okay.
Russ was trying to teach me that last week.
That's our word of the year.
And it was running about 91 to 94. So
good.
We're good. It's a beautiful day.
When did you actually leave to go up?
I went up, what the heck?
Tuesday.
Thursday.
Oh, no.
I went up Tuesday evening, spent the night at the trailhead at Henry's Fork, and just slept in the cab of my truck. And then we got up yesterday and hiked into Henry's Fork Basin, and that's where I'm at now.
Okay.
A lot of the young men that are 16 to 18, they got up at 5 o'clock to summit King's Peak, and I'm just hanging back at camp today.
I noticed you didn't include yourself in that.
Yeah, I'm not a little boy anymore, so.
Well, somebody's got to guard the camp.
That's right, of course. Yeah.
And the view doesn't change that much if you've seen it.
It's a beautiful day up here. It's really, really nice.
Any fishing? Doing any fishing?
Haven't yet. I've just kind of been hanging out, just kind of getting acclimated to the elevation. We're close to 11,000 feet.
Charlie, the question I have for you, because I am sending every day phones to King's Peak. This is a big rush to summit. What's it like with the crowds?
You know, I'll bet we passed 60 people on the trail. Hey, where are you going?
Baller
Lake.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's going to be a city. And so the guys that I'm with have horses, and they scouted out some different off-trail lakes, and we're all by ourselves.
Oh, good.
What lake are you on if you're not on Dollar?
Oh, heck, I don't know the name of it. It's southwest or south of Dollar. It's a small pond. And it's not Henry's Fork Lake, which is across the trail.
Or Blanchard, that's higher.
We're south of Dollar, about a half a mile, maybe, and we're all by ourselves.
How far off the trail did you have to go, Charlie?
Oh, heck, maybe 200 yards.
Oh, okay, not bad.
So, no, it's really pretty. Still quite a bit of snow.
Yeah, that was my next question, was how much white stuff is still up there?
There's quite a bit in patches up high, and then just kind of all around the basin as you look towards King's Peak. You'd be surprised. The scramble up the boulder fields from Anderson Pass up to King's Peak, you can see it, and there's a big... So, anyway, good luck.
That was the other reason you decided to stay back at the camp, evidently.
Yeah, we were pretty beat. You know, with me being off of exercising for 2 months because of pneumonia, man, I really atrophied, and I didn't have it. So, but anyway, made it this far, so that's better than nothing.
So when do you exit?
Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah, we'll pack up and come out Saturday. I will tell you that, man, I sure enjoy this Iridium a lot better than that other company.
Mm-hmm, yeah. You actually can make calls with it. That's always a big plus with a radio. And have you guys scheduled a life flight, or are you going to wait till somebody comes down hurt to call them in? How many scouts do you have?
Oh, heck. We had to split them up into two groups.
Yeah, so you got about 30.
You're kidding about schedule pre-scheduling.
No,
a lifeline.
I'm just joking around about
okay.
it. Okay,
all right, all right.
It makes no sense to me.
Well, in that they've got ice on the summit.
Yeah,
and you got 30 kids and adults trying to summit, and it's just a recipe for disaster.
Tell me what you're eating. What are the Boy Scouts eating? Is it dehydrated this time?
They're eating Mountain House. I brought some bacon and eggs and hash browns on my goats. So.
The reason why I ask is with all that snow, you could, you know, catch some fish. You could do a lot of things when you got snow in the area.
Yeah. Cliff Lake, I've heard, is fishing quite good.
What does snow have to do with the kitchen?
You put your fish in it. Everything stays cool. Yeah, you can bring food. If you know there's snow where you're going, you can carry some perishable food into that altitude and store it just fine.
He's got goats, so he's got coolers on those goats.
Oh, that's right. You got the goats with you, huh?
Yeah, and tell me, are there coolers on those goats?
Yeah, I do. I've got some small insulated coolers with those blocks, you know?
Yeah. So you got bacon with your eggs then, huh?
What's that?
It says you got some bacon and eggs then. It's not just porridge.
Oh, yeah. Eggs, hash browns. So
he goes first class. Dutch oven, too, huh?
I didn't bring it, but I could have. I've got an aluminum
lawn chair. He's got a lawn chair.
These are not horses. These are goats.
Yeah, but how much do your goats carry? How many pounds?
40 to 50.
And so, how many goats you got on the trip?
About six.
Six a lot. Goats, that's right.
Yeah. You can bring my refrigerator.
These goats, they're beautiful. I was up there Sunday night to deliver him his phones, and he took me out to the goat corral.
Yeah.
They're gorgeous, and they're so gentle.
Well, they're nice. Goats are the nicest, loving animals you ever met.
They really remind me about having a dog, you know.
Isn't that right, Charlie?
They're nice.
Yeah, you knew that was coming.
No, but in all seriousness, they're probably big hits up there. You probably have kids that want to put their pack on the back of one of those goats.
They've enjoyed them. I had two young men go with me. You know, to hold them in place when backpackers would come by. There's a lot of people spread out in the basin here with it being Pioneer weekend holiday. But, people were quite fascinated, saying, boy, you really got it figured out.
Yeah.
But, anyway, the boys really enjoyed it. Yeah. So it was fun.
Well, fantastic. I'm glad we caught up with you on the SkyCall sat phone, and everything seems to be working there thanks to Russ Smith, SkyCall, and Iridium as he wipes the sweat from his brow.
You never know what you're going to get, you know, on the sat
phone. Great phone.
Yeah.
Thanks, Russ.
Thanks, Charlie.
Navi raised the idea of fishing. Is anybody actually fishing up there with your group?
They will be. Today, for some of the kids, it was just recover day. Yeah. And then they'll hit it tomorrow.
Yeah. All right. Sounds like we interrupted your slumber.
Yeah.
On the
nap time.
On the what do you call it?
On the
yeah, that thing. Yeah.
The trail?
What do you? You tie it to two trees. You lay in it.
Oh, the hammock.
The hammock.
We're playing charades here, Charlie. Yeah, in case
I could not boot
two
up
trees.
The word. Anyway, sounds like we just got you out of the hammock. Charlie, thanks for checking in with us. Yeah. Have the rest of an enjoyable time there. Sounds like the temperatures are delightful because it's going to be near 100 again Monday and Tuesday coming up this next week. So enjoy that 65 while you got it.
I can't even conceive that. It's like perfect weather. I mean, this loincloth feels really good.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I got to let you go now because that's a mental image I cannot get rid of right there.
W-I-O Charlie.
All right, Charlie.
All right, Chuck.
Chuck.
Speaking of up, Chuck, thank you. We'll break, and we'll come back and finish the show in a minute.